Hello everyone, I'm Amanda Balby, your moderator for Podcast 360. Today I'm joined by the lead author of the February photo quiz, Dr. Iu Matsumoto. He is a clinical assistant professor in the Department of Internal Medicine, Division of Infectious Diseases at the University of Iowa Carver College of Medicine in Iowa City, Iowa. Thank you for joining me today, Dr. Matsumoto. Can you walk us through your case?
Yes. The patient is a 90-year-old man presented to emergency department with one-day history of tachypnea, dyspnea, and lower abdominal pain. His multiple comorbidities included coronary artery disease, obstructive sleep apnea, hypertension, transient ischemic attack, TIA, and benign prostatic hyperplasia with placement of long-term indwelling urinary catheter for a number of years. His vital signs were blood pressure 156 over 79, heart rate of 92, respiratory rate of 36, and a temperature of 36.0 Celsius, and the oxygen saturation was 96% on room air. Abdominal examination was noted for suprapubic tenderness without rebound tenderness or girding. Urinalysis was suggestive of urinary tract infection. CT scans of abdomen and pelvis revealed that the bladder was distended to approximately 10 centimeters despite the presence of an indwelling catheter in it. There was gas found within the bladder wall. The kidneys appeared atrophic without gas bilaterally. Based on patient's clinical presentation and the CT findings, we made a diagnosis of emphysematous cystitis without emphysematous pyelonephritis. His condition was managed with a urinary catheter exchange and a 14 course of intravenous piperacillin tazobactam. His urine culture was positive for E. coli. Consulting urologist advised continuation of antibiotic management only without any other invasive interventions, and the patient fully recovered afterwards.
So what made this case unusual?
We often see air in the bladder, but other than that, air found in the urinary tract is very unusual. It can occur as the result of instrumentation, fistula, tissue infarction, or infection. Gas-forming infections of urinary tract, such as emphysematous cystitis or emphysematous pyelonephritis, are very uncommon, and both are potentially life-threatening and require prompt evaluation and management. Emphysematous cystitis is a lower urinary tract infection characterized by the presence of air within the bladder wall and the rumen, whereas emphysematous pyelonephritis is an acute severe necrotizing infection of the renal parenchyma and the perirenal tissue, which results in the presence of gas within the renal parenchyma, collecting system or perirenal tissue. Making a distinction of emphysematous cystitis and pyelonephritis are very important because emphysematous cystitis are a milder condition. The majority of cases are managed conservatively. The mortality rate is up to 10%, and it only requires antibiotic therapy and folic acid exchange. On the other hand, emphysematous pyelonephritis is a medical and a surgical emergency. The standard treatment of the condition is emergent nephrectomy and open surgical drainage along with adjunctive antibiotic therapy. Even with modern therapeutic technique, the mortality goes up to 40 to 50%.
So what role did the catheter play in this UTI?
The catheter obstruction played definitely a certain role in this infection. Usually as long as, you know, there is a nice ongoing flow of urine through the catheter, patients usually don't get a fulminant infection. But because of presence of obstruction, the number of organisms in the bladder skyrocketed and leading to this fulminant gas-forming infection.
Absolutely. Thank you again for joining us today, and we look forward to your future work with Consultant as well.
Thank you very much.